Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
All right, what's your name?
Janet.
Janet, what town are you from?
Salem, Mass.
So what'd you just do?
I just dropped off a wagon of toys with my son.
A whole wagon of toys? You brought it to the North Shore?
Yes.
Because you want us to win and you want Kennedy to get pie in the face.
I didn't say that. We want the toys for North Shore, but we love Kennedy. We don't want to see pie in her face.
So, you know, you just put your name in the bucket. You might have to pie Kennedy in the face.
Yes, that's going to be hard. We'll do it. For the North Shore, we'll do it.
Even giving us toys begrudgingly,
yeah,
it hurt her heart.
They were like, you're just closer, but we love Kennedy.
So it was an incredible weekend collecting for our 10,000 toys for girls and boys.
It really was.
We were at Pheasant Lane Mall on Saturday, and there was a line 20 people deep for the entirety of the time that we were there. I ran into somebody after we got done, and they told me that the line for Santa was shorter than the line for people to donate toys.
Yeah, so thanks for everybody who kind of waited online and stuff. We appreciate it so much.
She said, you're doing the right thing. We're doing the right thing. And that is giving back to the community. Mm-hmm. And that's what this is all about. So the way you showed up at Pheasant Lane Mall and then yesterday, the Battle of the Shores, North Shore versus South Shore. We've done this for the past couple of years and Dan and I have lost 2 years running. And this year was the year that we were going to win. But there's a little controversy here.
A little
controversy.
The text line is literally on fire.
Yeah, I think.
I don't think we've ever received so many texts.
I think the text line went down. As a matter of fact,
I mean, we collected more technically.
No, we did not.
So Kennedy, 940 toys collected at the South Shore Plaza.
Unreal, just unreal.
That's wild. You must have been so busy.
It was a wild couple of hours, but. Yeah, we didn't get out of there till like probably 2:30 because of packing all the toys in there and everything. Mm-hmm. I had to bring some in my car.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And we were at the North Shore Mall and we collected 1,142 toys?
No, you didn't know.
Number sounds good.
It sounds great. So it's just not accurate.
We collected 592 physical toys and then Kennedy, the Freemasons of the 4th Masonic District showed up. I guess they do a lot of charity work in the community. Eddie, who is a longtime friend of the show, we met years ago at the Backstreet Boys holiday show. He said, this is a great cause. We want to be involved. And he had sent me a message. He's like, hey, we're going to come out and we have a check. And I was like, oh, great. And to be honest with you, it didn't even register that it might be a lot of money. Because
well,
people say a lot of things.
Well, it registered that it was a check and that we have no ability to take money. Literally, legally, we cannot touch money.
Yeah,
so
I don't know.
First words out of your mouth should have been, can't take it. Yeah. Please turn it into toys.
But yeah. They did show up like 20 deep in full regalia.
That's dope.
And with a real big check for the
that
kids.
That is so amazing.
Yes, the full tuxedo and Masonic regalia was just unbelievable. All the pictures from all the stops are now up on the Carson Kennedy Facebook page. And they gave us a check for $5,500.
That's just unbelievable.
So if you figure that's 10 bucks a toy, that's 5,500 toys. So it's 592 plus 550 is 1,142 toys. We win.
No.
But apparently not so fast, say you.
Kennedy threw a flag on the play.
Well, I was not alone in the flag throwing.
I didn't know the Masons were coming, and I knew immediately. I was like, this is going to be a thing.
Our boss, Sal, is on the hotline. Good morning, Sal.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing wonderful. We are here in just a few minutes going to pull a name out of a fishbowl to see who gets to come in and pie us in the face. So have you heard what happened this morning?
Yes, I did. I mean, I'd like you to briefly, and I say briefly, each state your case, because I am going to be like Judge Judy.
Okay. All right. So what, you'll make the final call then, I guess?
Yeah, I'll make the final call. So, you know.
All right. I don't know if I like this. Go ahead.
All right. I'll go first.
He'll be impartial.
I'll go first. The bet was who will deliver the most toys from each mall. So in terms of whoever delivered the most toys, that would be us. We brought the most toys back. And that's the end of my plight.
Dan, your turn.
Me.
You don't want to do it? I'll do it.
Don't get Dan in your shenanigans, sir.
We collected 1,142 toys. We have said all along that $10 is a toy, and somebody just happened to drop off a check for $5,500. Kennedy wins at everything. It would be nice for the underdog to get a win once.
Oh, my God.
That is uncalled for.
We've lost 2 years in a row, Sal.
So he's going to be unethical it work.
I will have to say, we do say $10 equals a toy. Mm-hmm. And they did bring down $5,500. That's 5,500 toys.
Yes, that is.
True.
Yes. So that means we win. Kennedy takes a pie in the face. Okay, great to talk to you, Sal.
But that really is the way you had a little stuff going on as usual, Carson. And, you know, with that alone, just your shenanigans and everything, I'm going to rule definitely in favor of Kennedy. You will get a pie, and you and Dan, you know what?
What?
I don't think Dan should get a pie in the face. He didn't do anything wrong. So I think we should pull two names, one from each bucket, and you will get the pie. Two pies in your face.
I like it.
I love it.
I was an innocent bystander.
I don't like that at all.
And for that, I would like the listeners, if they could bring in some of those Doritos and Stranger Things, and we'll sprinkle them on top of the pie.
The czar of Mix 104.1 has spoken.
Oh, all right.
It's always you, Carson.
I don't know what you're talking about, Sal. There's a bad connection going on between here and your palace, wherever you are.
Wow.
All right.
That didn't go how I thought it was going.
Bye, Sal.
Thank you, Sal. Bye.
Thank you.
I feel like I just skated off scot-free.
Well, you didn't have any shenanigans, Dan. You weren't involved.
This is true.
You know.
I'll remember that, Dan.
I know. I'm leaving.
What does it got to do with Dan?
Just threw me right under the toy bus, Dan.
Well, technically, Sal did, and I didn't stop
him. I thought we were North Shore boys for life, Dan.
I jumped right out of that foxhole.
You did.
Sorry, bud. I didn't take the check.
Or know it was coming in advance.
That's true.
All right, get the fishbowls. Get the fishbowls, Kennedy.
Got them.
You got them?
Well, I've got mine.
Okay. Dan, you have our fishbowl?
Yeah, I do have it. I'll run out and grab it.
Okay, so we will pull names from the fishbowls. Who will be coming in the studio tomorrow to pie me in the face twice?
Da-da-da-da-da-da.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. we host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.